Just me. Coffee's good, thanks. Let's have a look. Oh God, this menu's huge. I was going to order an omelette, but I don't want one. Anything but omelettes. Yeah, sure. French toast sounds good. Fruit? Oh, yeah, sure. Surprise me. Thanks. Where's my phone? Here we go. Dialing mum. Hey, mum. Happy birthday. I'm out. Oh, since last Tuesday. Well, yeah, I would have, but I only got a phone this morning. I'm in a halfway house with some other guys who've been in the system. One of them took me clothes shopping and stuff. Tell you what, I am never wearing sweats again. Yeah? Oh. Mum? Have you got my birth certificate? I can't apply for programs and shit without ID, and I need that first. I can't come get it. Could you... Oh, thanks. You're a diamond. Doing? Oh, well, I want to join the gym. And I'm going to get a pet. One of the guys said that having a pet helps him focus on moving forward, so I thought it'd be good for me too. You know, something to take care of. Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to the animal shelter today to see the cats, just having lunch first. First time doing this by myself since I got out. IHOP. Because it's Thursday. Omelette day. I know, I can eat whatever I want now, I know. Mum, I didn't realise being out would be this hard. I'm supposed to get a job. I've got experience doing a lot of shit, but most of it's illegal. Or stuff I learned inside. It's not exactly CV material. I was in a cage for 8 years. I can't just go back to being me. I'm not sure I even remember who he is anymore. No, Mum, no. 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 Don't tell her. Because she moved on. She didn't bring him... No, she didn't. She didn't bring him to visit once, not once. I wrote to her. I tried. After she got engaged, she told me to stop writing. I begged her not to take him away from me. All my letters came back, returned to sender. So someone else has been raising him. He doesn't know me. It just confused him. Oh, all right. I'll think about it. Besides, I might have met someone. Well, she's been writing to me while I was inside. Oh, look, it's probably nothing. Just forget it. Well, of course I want to come see you, but I'm scared. Everyone's telling me to stay away from old friends, stay away from everything. I'm scared I'll fuck up. Mum? Would you come see me? All right. Oh, hello, my food's here. I've got to go. Oh, no, I love you too. Bye-bye. What? Sure, yeah, I'll send you pictures of the cat. I've got to go. Bye-bye. Oh, sorry. Mothers, you know. Oh, look at this. I didn't expect strawberries and blueberries. Thank you. Oh, hey. You're pretty cute. Oh, wow, that was awful. I'm sorry. I mean, you seem like a nice girl, so... Because you helped me pick something, I guess? That was a nice thing to do. Fuck. Sorry! I'm trying not to swear. It's a family restaurant, I know. Look, I know it's your job to be nice, but you were just really nice about it, that's all. and you've got a pretty smile. No, I just moved here. What, a two? Nothing. Oh, okay, yes. Would you, wow, I feel lame asking this, but when you're off, would you like to go look at cats with me? Well, I'm adopting one soon. You do? Had a feeling you might. Oh, no reason. Lots of girls like cats, that's all. What? No, this isn't how I usually hit on women. Oh, no, thanks for lunch, though. Well, and the rest of it. See you soon. Thanks for today. Well, for not thinking I'm weird or for hitting on you at work and coming to the animal shelter with me. Listen, I would like to see you again, if that's okay. But my mum's coming to visit this weekend and there's something... Oh, blimey. No, I didn't think you'd be so forward. Nothing. I just meant we only met this morning. I didn't expect you to want to do this so soon, that's all. Oh, no, I like it. It's just something I want to say first. Okay. I just got out of prison. So I understand if you don't want to... Okay. So you don't seem to mind that much. Well, all right then. Come here. You sure you don't mind? The whole prison thing. I thought you might be turned off by that. Oh, right. Oh. How long have you been writing to an inmate? Inmates? How many guys do you write to? Sorry. I'm not trying to grill you. We just met. You're giving me a chance a lot of girls wouldn't, and I'm acting like an arsehole. I'm really sorry. Watch it. Shit, sorry. I'm still not used to people bumping into me. Jeez. I wanted to take my time once I found you. Didn't want to do this. I was pretty sure it was you at the restaurant. That long hair and the bracelet you mentioned. You like cats. When you showed up in that jersey, I knew I'd found you. I thought I was special to you. But you're just another faithless bitch, aren't you? Writing to six guys. Do you get off on that? Making us think we matter to you? Are you seriously going to act like you don't recognise me? I told you I was getting out in 3 months, and you said, maybe we can get to know each other better once you're out. Do you have any idea how many times I read that letter? I thought you meant it. I can tell by the look on your face you know who I am now. Do you make that offer to the other guys? I don't believe you. You're one of those prison groupie whores, aren't you? How long? Don't act dumb. How long have you been writing to us? You fucking bitch. Oh, what does it look like I'm doing? Keep it up. I like it when my girls cry. You never did ask what I got sent away for. Now I've got to wonder. Did you already know? Did you look me up? I think you did. Because there's a hungry look in your eyes. You did look me up, didn't you? You know, and you still wanted to get to know me better. Fucking whore. Want to know a secret? I was sentenced for raping two women because there was nothing to link me to the others because I was careful. Till I got sloppy. And it's been so fucking long since I've had a woman tied up naked like this. Powerless. I missed this so much. You don't even know. I'm going to flick your nipples a bit. Okay, calm down. This doesn't hurt, you're just nervous. Back and forth like this. You don't like it, but they're going to get hard for me. Just like that. That's better. You know, being out again, every day I have to decide all these things that I used to get someone else to decide for me. What to wear, what to eat, what to do. Prison turns men into barnyard animals. Then they set you free and it's like, now what? They're happy to strip you of everything that makes you a man, but when you get out, it's fucking hard to take back control of your life. But being here with you like this makes me realise something. This is something I've never needed help with. I've always been good at this. It's the one thing in my life I've always known exactly what to do. The indecision is gone. I like it. Well, I'm going to suck on those nipples now. I had to take the mandatory classes about consent. Oh, every fucking time. I had to agree to that. Physical signs of arousal do not mean she's saying yes thing. But looking at you right now, with your nipples hard, I think all of that is bullshit. I missed the fear. You girls are never prettier than when your eyes widen like that, tracking my movements, wondering what I'm going to do. Those eyes will get redder as you cry for me, as you beg, shaking your head, saying no. You're getting scared now, I can tell. Because if you looked me up, you know I'm not going to stop. What? Why do you want to know how many women? You're number 13. My girls don't have names, just numbers. You're not scared, are you? You're excited. You filthy fucking bitch. I thought you were breathing fast because you're afraid, but I think you're turned on. But you're crying. You're struggling, so that must mean, unless you're a very good actress, there's a part of you that doesn't want this, even if a part of you does. I can work with that. Should have known that a prison groupie would get off from being tied up and raped. This is your fantasy, isn't it? What a whore. I don't know if I should even bother now. Won't be the same if you want it. Don't look so disappointed. Do you think I'm going to walk away from pussy after 8 years? I've never raped someone like this before. Fuck, is it even going to feel the same? You're still crying, but you want this, don't you? You're scared, aren't you? Because you know exactly what I'm capable of, but you want me to take you. You're aching to be number 13, aren't you? Is that why you write to all those men, hoping that one day one of them will get out and come and find you? Really? I think you're lying again. I'll give you the same advice that I give all my girls, number 13. If you bite me, I will break your fucking teeth. I'll ruin that smile forever. Number 12's the one I got caught with. She didn't listen. I kind of hope you don't either. It's been so fucking long since I put a bitch in her place. Now, open that mouth, 13. Like the obedient whore you are. Stick your tongue out. Lick it. You wanted this for so long. Don't act shy now. Oh, there we go. Open wide for me, 13. Wider? What's the matter? Not everything you were hoping for. Suck it. Because if you won't cooperate, I'll just take matters into my own hands. See, I love it when my girls have long hair. You have a choice, 13. You can start sucking or I can start pulling. What's it going to be? Good choice. Want to know my favourite thing to do with my girls? I love to break in all three holes, but I can't do it every time, you know? Don't stop. Didn't want to leave a pattern. Sometimes I just fuck her mouth like this and leave her. You'll only be my third girl where I take them all. I only do that with the prettiest ones. But first, I want to get all the way into that lying mouth. Come here. Oh, that's it. Gag on it for me, just like that. I love looking down at my girls, seeing their lips stretched around my dick, seeing them drooling over it. Do you like that, 13? Knowing you're special to me? Yeah? I think you do like it. Your eyes are red, but you aren't crying anymore, are you? That's enough. Open up. There we go. Stand up. Spread your legs for me, slut. Let's check something. Listen to that. Keep shaking your head, you fucking slut. It doesn't change the fact that you're turned on. You're already wet for me, you sick bitch. Lean back. Gonna rub the head of my cock up and down your pussy. Oh, you feel nice. Do you hear that, 13? You're dripping for me. Sometimes I have to work my girls first, get them ready. 8 was drier than a desert, and she made my dick hurt, but not you. I don't have to do anything here. I can just slide it in. Just like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I've missed, pussy. You feel so good, 13. So fucking good. 8 fucking years. I am never going without pussy again. What do you mean? What's the matter? Aren't you happy? Isn't this what you wanted? What do you mean, no? Listen to that leaking cunt. That's for lying in your letters. That's for lying to my face. Lie one more time and I'll break your fucking jaw. Now tell me the truth. Do you want this? It's what I thought. You dirty fucking bitch. Show me then. Wrap your legs around me. Like that. Oh, I haven't even touched your clit yet, but you're so goddamn wet. You're all slippery. Fuck. I'm gonna... Do you like it when I touch your clit? Are you wet because I'm forcing you, or are you wet because of who I am? Answer me. Answer me, or I'll stop. Both. I wasn't expecting that. You're one depraved cunt, you know that. That's enough. You're going to behave if I untie you, right? Right? Ah, good. All right then, beg for it. Beg me to ruin that tight little ass. You didn't say please. Get on your hands and knees. Have you ever taken it up the ass before? Oh, really? Well, today's your lucky day, I guess. Lucky day for my lucky number 13. Here, suck my finger. Get it nice and wet. Oh, you're going to want to get it wetter than that, trust me. There we go. I'm going to push the tip of my finger in now, and if you don't relax, it's going to hurt more. And I'm going to do it anyway. So find your happy place. Feel that? Is this what you imagined when you daydreamed about your prison boyfriend fucking you? No. You brought this on yourself. If you hadn't cheated on me, I'd be taking my time with you. Oh, you're fighting me, 13. Calm the fuck down. Look at that. Look at that, I'm up to the second knuckle now. Just in and out, just like this. You are lucky, you know. I didn't prep 5 at all, I just shoved it in her ass. Gave myself a chafe burn. And I'll never forget the way she screamed. I'm being nice to you. Aren't you excited to take my dick up your ass? Well, then I don't understand why you aren't being more cooperative. I'm giving you what you always wanted. Come on, tell me. What's more important to you, your pride or your ass? Because even if I break that face, I'm still going to fuck your ass. I bet you don't want to admit it, do you? You don't want to say what a sick bitch you are, that you're hot for a serial rapist. That's what I thought. Spread your legs wide and let me rub that pussy for a second. Get my cock nice and wet. This disgusting cunt is making all the lube we need. Why are you embarrassed? I'm not doing this for you, 13. Do you have any idea what it feels like to fuck a dry ass? I thought you were listening when I told you about 5. I'm going to rub my dick against that tight little asshole now. You better try and relax. Oh, holy shit, that's tight. I've got the head all the way in. Oh, fuck. Keep tensing up. Just make it tighter for me. Go on. Just makes me want to fuck your ass harder. Oh, you're squeezing me. God, it feels so fucking good. Yeah? Do you really want me to stop? I thought you wanted to be one of my special girls, 13. You're not special if I don't fuck all 3 holes. Well, then beg me again. Beg me to keep going. And apologise. Come on. That's it. Oh, perfect. Tell me you're sorry for lying. Tell me you're sorry for interrupting. Good. I've missed doing this with my girls. God damn it, I've missed this. Oh, fucking great. And you're into it. Never had one of my girls like it before. That's new. I might keep you, 13. Oh, I wouldn't have to keep you tied to the bed now, would I? Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm close. Gonna come in your tight little ass, 13. What do you think about that? Yeah? Told you I was gonna take all 3 holes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, I said I was close. Wasn't so bad, was it? Did you like it? Fucking knew it. Do you want me to keep you? Well, then here's what's going to happen. You're going to write one last letter to all your boyfriends and you're going to break it off with them. Because ghosting people is fucking rude, you stupid whore. God knows why I expected anything better from a prison groupie with 6 boyfriends. Once you break it off, though, you're mine. Understand? Do you? Good. Now, go get your paper and pen. Yes, right now. Good girl.